Okay,
so it's 3 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and we'll call the meeting to order.
Okay.
And so I'll read the public comment portion. Or so if any member of the public wishes to speak on an item on the agenda, please complete a speaker card. They're located over here on the right underneath the phone. Submit it to myself as the clerk of the board. Rodeo Hercules Fire Protection District is in complying with the American Disabilities Act, request individuals who require special accommodations to access, attend, or participate in the District Measure O Oversight Committee meeting due to a disability. Please contact the district's chief office at least 24 hours prior to scheduling a meeting to ensure that the district may assist you. So I have a roll call. And
you want me to write down the names for you?
No. I'm trying to come up with a proper addressing. I guess we'll just go with Mr. Freeze is present.
Yeah, present.
I don't know your last name, though.
Ziff. Z-I-F-F. Uh-huh. You put some doors in my house a lot.
Mrs. Ziff.
Yeah. You were a cargo. You didn't tell him that.
And Mr.
Artizoni.
Yeah, Artizone.
If you drop the E, I'm French.
Well, I was thinking,
used to drive my parents
nuts.
Have
I all these years been saying his name right?
No, you said that.
Mr. Artizoni, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure. Behind you.
Right there.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Well, this is quite a nice training room.
It is, isn't it?
Okay.
So at this point, we need to select officers for the oversight committee. And so I guess we would... proper way would be to have nominations.
Let me talk about this beforehand. So we really don't know anybody here. We're just trying to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So by selecting officers without knowing it, you know, it kind of puts us in kind of a bind. Do we have to select officers today? Can we have a meeting or two and maybe then determine who should be the chair and vice chair?
Well, I'm trying to get myself out of the position of currently right now I'm almost acting as the chair, and that's not really proper right now. I'm supposed to be here for
sure. As soon as we do select a chair, vice chair, then I think the chair would take over. I personally would like time to get to know the other members.
I'll go with whatever the consensus is.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So, are we going to have any other meetings, do you think, before the next RHDR or the fire meeting, the board meeting?
I would think we'd need to have one more.
Yeah, at least one more.
At least one more.
Okay, then we're on the same page.
Are we in agreement with that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
So then, are you saying to hold off in picking the positions until that meeting, so
yes.
that the only time the chief has to come back is for that meeting in the beginning?
Yes.
No, I'll be here at every meeting.
You're
not going to lose me anyway.
Okay.
Because I'm here for be able to
answer questions.
Any kind of technical assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's. I think. It's really a good idea. I've got a couple of points on this subject. One is it's a good idea for us to get to know each other. I think it's a good idea for us to discuss what our understanding of the Measure O Oversight Committee ought to be and the responsibilities. And I think it's there's one item on here that I think we really need to discuss today, so that as we get into the next meeting, you know, we understand it. And that is the selection of secretary. My personal opinion is that having a secretary on the committee as a member of the committee is we shouldn't have. Because if the secretary has all these duties in terms of administrative, logistical, etc. It takes away the focus from actual discussion and work that we need to do. So I would like to eliminate the secretary position as a member position, as a committee member position.
Well, let me interject that. I'm on a homeowners association as a director, and I am the secretary. However, I just take notes during the meeting, but our management company is the one who will go back, send us a copy, and then all my job is this was left out or this was incorrect. So it's not really a secretary. So is this position a secretary secretary? See, that's...
Well, my belief is that the district ought to provide us with the administrative person to take the notes, take the meeting minutes, to work with the district to get it posted on the website, etc. That will leave the committee members focused in on the business of the committee rather than being distracted by taking notes and minutes and everything else. So the question I have to the chief, though, would be, do you have a person that can join us for whatever couple hours we may meet to be able to do that?
I will make myself available.
I don't think there's the manpower available, truthfully. I see the need for not having an official secretary, but we still need somebody to organize everything and to get to make sure that we have the room and make sure that we have the agenda. And I don't see that.
Staff will take care of all that.
Yeah, that's,
you just need to let
them
know.
Then I don't see why we have to have an official secretary.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But not to have secretary
from staff is what I'm saying.
Oh.
There's that position is not going to be filled.
Well, someone has to sit and take the
notes,
record the minutes of the meeting.
Okay.
And I personally, from my point of view, I need to focus in on what our discussion is rather than to be taking minutes and worrying about that part.
I don't see it as being a big deal.
Well, who would you propose take the minutes of the meeting?
Well, you don't want to do it, obviously. I don't know. Don, would you want to do it?
Ron.
Oh, Ron. Excuse me.
My mother always got us mixed up.
So, yeah, I did the same thing with my dogs. Okay. Ron?
No, I don't want to do it because I tell you what. He's making a good point. I sit there at the meeting and then you try to keep up, and then all of a sudden you're not even in a question about a resolution or a motion. Because I'm taking notes. In other words, you lose the flow of what the meeting's about because you're worried about you get the note down.
Right. And for me, it's more losing the focus.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can help here.
Yeah, what can you do?
So we record the meetings. I'll take the recording.
Oh, okay.
Give it to my admin. They'll type up the minutes. The minutes will come back to the oversight committee. You'll approve those minutes to make sure that they have in them what occurred at the meeting. And so that and running the timer for any public speaking and taking in public speaking cards are pretty much the secretarial duties for the oversight committee. So if you don't want to necessarily fill that position, admin can do that for you.
Okay. That's acceptable to me.
That's a good compromise. Yes. I think as we get running, though, that eventually we can take over those duties and not have to rely so much on staff in general.
Well, we are going to have to rely on the district staff anyway because our meetings, agendas, and minutes and documents are all going to be posted to the website.
Right.
Someone on chief staff is going to have to do that.
It's doable.
And that's, as far as though running a meeting, I just don't want any of us, there's only three of us at this point. I don't want us to lose focus on what's important, which is the oversight.
And that's what...
Okay.
That's what happens at our homeowners meetings, exactly.
Okay. Then I agree. That's a good compromise. So at this time, we will not select any positions. We'll select the positions at...
Next meeting.
At the next meeting. And
just to get to know each other a bit.
We're also saying that the selection secretary is going to be provided by staff.
We will not have a secretary position.
Right, administrative.
But the administrative duties and responsibilities will be conducted by the district staff.
And you just say record the meeting, correct?
I did.
Record. Yeah. Okay. And then they'll transcribe the recordings to paper as minutes posted on the So
no different than the board.
Yeah, no different than the board. As far as the posting of our meeting agendas and minutes and stuff, today's meeting was posted under the directors or board meetings.
Well,
we need to move it over to the Measure O.
Yeah, you scrolled down and then you saw ours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I see
what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I think it needs to be under the Measure O.
No
and
problem.
That seems logical now that we're official and we're here. That seems the next logical step to do.
Yeah. That was what I was thinking about before.
Good.
Annie showed up earlier.
And I understand that it's also posted, not just on the website.
Yeah, well, when you say posted, isn't being up on, posted on the website, isn't that, so posted under the Measure O tab on the website?
I meant physically.
Physically, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
of course, you follow all the rules that pertain to regarding the Brown Act with the posting of agenda. Okay, and following... So one of the other action of to appoint officers would be duties and responsibilities. We should discuss what those duties and responsibilities are. I know we're going to talk about the bylaws later on, but maybe we should hold off on that until then. The point I was trying to get at is confirmation of agenda items for future meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So then, Chief, do we need what's that called?
Motion.
That we're going to postpone this until the next meeting?
Since it is agendized, but you don't have an officer, I just need a consensus from the board.
Let's table it to the next meeting
discuss
it. As long as say table, see heads nod, then that's what we'll do. Duties and responsibilities will follow along with the same duties and responsibilities as listed for the board. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have that printed sheet. So that's under their policies and procedures.
Yeah, the only thing I've seen so far is the bylaws that were approved by the board on March 13th. But we're going to be discussing that.
Right,
today.
The bylaws for the Measure O oversight.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have the Code of Ethics, but you're right. I didn't. We never
13th.
Did get specific.
This one?
Which one?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't believe you have a copy of the policy procedures for the board.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Chief, could we get a copy of those sent to each of us, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, any other further discussion on that one? Number three? I think we can move on to number four.
Okay. So, do you want me to continue in my role of running the meeting?
Yes,
because
sir.
You're...
thought is if we had one of us lead this meeting and then met the next meeting, someone else...
Okay.
That
you just need to let me know what we're doing.
I think that goes back to not knowing each other, and let's keep it really even. Yeah. And so I think since Chief has offered to do that for us, I would like to see Chief at least finish out today's meeting as being the...
officiating the meeting is all.
Okay.
Or facilitating is what I meant
to
say.
That's what we wanted. Uh-huh. So I would like Chief to facilitate for the rest of the meeting at least.
Okay. Hearing and seeing no objections to that, we will move on. So to item number four, is the confirmation of the current agenda that you have before you. Is there any additions or deletions?
Let's see. I have a recommendation for an an addition to discuss handling of Measure O Oversight Committee meeting minutes, agenda, documents, recordings, website, etc. To discuss that at today's committee meeting.
So where what item you want that under?
It would be a new agenda item.
New agenda item. So since that was not,
we've already touched on a lot of that.
Right.
So where do you want? What number do you want to put it up, Paul?
Well, that was always the intent of us is to go over the bylaws, because I think we probably can say, at least I can say, I think there's some of it needs to be adjusted.
Can you roll that into item number six?
Yeah. Change that. Yeah.
Well, we don't need to change it.
Well, okay, so
under discussion?
I have under...
Because if not, we're going to have to
table
it till the next.
Okay, so I have, let's see, item number six, the agenda item number six.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's listed here as an action item.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really think it should be an action item. I think we need to discuss that rather than take any action on it right now.
Okay, that's why it's just possible. So,
well, let's go back to four, because I think we're skipping ahead.
No, so so I just need to know, is this agenda okay, and or is there any additions or deletions? So do you want to add to number six?
Discussion of the bylaws.
Okay, so.
Not just approval of the current bylaws. I'd like to discuss them further. Well,
yes.
Just review.
Okay.
Is that what that means?
So will that will that encompass
you
want to add talk about?
Yeah, we could do that. Add an item for discussing meeting minutes, agendas, documents, recordings, website, etc.
Okay,
and then changing the item number six from an action item to a discussion item.
So you actually have to agree on that, and you don't want to pass a motion to change the agenda, because normally that's what you would do.
Right.
We could just nod and say, we're going to add it on to number six. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. As long as there's consensus.
Okay. And then one more. Item number eight, which is the Measure O report that the auditor provided.
Yes.
I want to make it really clear that that's not the Measure O Oversight Committee.
Can we discuss
report.
That when we get to that point, please?
Well, yeah.
I would like to stay on track here, because I'm trying to take all this in. Mm. So as far as what I see, and tell me if I'm wrong, Chief, we're not going to approve or confirm the agenda at this time. Instead, we're discussing items that need to be added to the agenda, which you said is okay. We can do with number six.
Well, we're doing it under number four. We are, and that's fine. We're going to make an adjustment to number six. Everybody is in agreement to that.
Yes.
If what you're talking about is not encompassed in number eight, to receive, discuss, comment upon the Measure O annual report,
okay,
if you don't think that will...
I just want clarity mm-hmm. on that agenda item.
Okay.
That it's not the Oversight Committee's Measure O report, because you've got the auditor doing his
own. I see. So we're missing the word auditor out of that.
Yes.
Got it.
So just make it clear, it's not our report.
Right. I understand.
So that's all I was trying to get at here.
Oh, okay. I see. So it's that one there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll make that correction.
It's very unclear. We say Measure O annual report.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's our committee's
auditor, right?
Okay. Report, then there's the auditor's report.
That sounds good.
Okay.
So I have nothing further as far as confirming the agenda.
So, no, that's it.
And we're good?
We'll do this.
Okay. Yes, all right. So public communication. Public comment on any item of interest to the public that is within the committee's jurisdiction will be heard. The committee may limit comments to no more than 3 minutes per speaker. Public comment will be also be allowed on each specific agenda item prior to committee hearing or action thereof. I have one speaker card, Anton Younger. You can either stand or stay seated, whatever you would like.
Scoot on over this way if you wish.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Anton Younger, I want to speak to your speaker request form. This does not comply with the Brown Act. You cannot ask for somebody's address. You can't even ask for their name. You can put optional name, take off address. This does not comply. Anybody can come and speak. They don't have to give their name, address, or anything else about themselves, and that's the Brown Act.
I have a question on that. Not that you're in. I'm not. So, in this case, would we have to limit anybody's speaker that they are a resident of Rodeo Hercules, or it doesn't matter?
You can't do that.
Okay. Well, I meant in our case where I am, and the homeowners, you have to be a resident, obviously.
Well, yeah,
that's a little different. That's why I'm asking.
Let me go grab it.
The Brown Act. Anybody can speak. So. But you're not. You cannot ask them their address or their identifying information.
So these are the same ones that we use for the BOD, sir?
Yes, it is. So I'll look that up as far as for clarification, since...
Oh, darn, did you get
But I just want to be clear. I understand about the address, but you cannot ask that person's name either?
So what I would suggest, you make it optional. You say name, optional.
Yes. I was going to ask that, Anton. If it said name, please print optional, and address, please print optional. Is that sufficient for the Brown Act?
For me, I would take off the address because.
You ever talk to the City of Hercules about theirs? It's exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And they haven't done anything about it. Has there been a reason why?
You'd have to ask them.
Well, obviously, if you've asked, you should have some answer.
Optional email.
They're still using the same procedure, but they've been informed, and my understanding is they're trying to figure out a solution.
Then I see we go along with the solution. I don't see it as being critical.
What my plan is, I will look up the information. I'll bring that back to the Oversight Committee, and we'll proceed from there.
That's the Brown Act you're talking about.
Correct.
Right? I don't know where my book is.
If that's the case, then all three committees, or all three, actually with the Planning Commission too, everybody should be on board using the same speaker card.
And they do use the same speaker card
right now.
For each, correct.
Right. Okay. So if it comes back that this one is inappropriate or lacking information or has too much, then it should be changed with all of the commissions and the board.
I don't have any control over the City of Hercules whatsoever.
Okay.
I don't work for them. They don't work for me.
But that's a consideration then. Okay. Okay.
Well, if a person does put their name but not their address, you're still going to allow them to speak.
Sure. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. That's the only speaker card I had. So the next item on the agenda, number 6, is review and possible, we're going to take away action to approve the committee bylaws, so we're going to be discussing those. And I'll just leave it up to the board to open up and however they would like to handle that.
I think we really need to, as a committee, understand what it means to be an independent oversight committee. So I was personally disappointed when the board approved the bylaws, because at the February 13th board meeting, it was agreed that there would be a workshop and that the applicants to this committee would be able to provide their input and participate in that workshop. Yet that never happened. I don't know why it didn't happen, but it didn't happen. So, and then the bylaws were produced. I don't know how, who created the bylaws, but they were presented to the board for approval, and the board approved them. And there are a lot of items in the bylaws that I don't necessarily agree with, because I think it removes from the independence of the oversight committee. So I'll just say that from my own personal opinion.
Do you want to go through it page by page and say, does anybody have a comment on anything on this page, other than sit here with this, you know, or jump around?
Well, okay, so we'll leave it up to, you know, a consensus, I will make another suggestion. I would propose that we actually conduct a workshop as the Measure O Oversight Committee to include participation, a workshop among us to include participation from board members, from the public, so that we could actually create our own bylaws, which really gives us the clear independence that we need to have. I would say also that we could use the current the outline of the current bylaws as a starting point and a guide for us to come up with our own bylaws. And there's a lot of information on the current bylaws that the board has approved that I think is good, but there's a lot there that we need to really take a look at and in my personal opinion, change.
You don't think that can be done today? Because if we put it off for another date, then we're just moving our efficiency down further and further, and we're not making our goals.
Well, we haven't established any goals at this point.
It is to just to have something to present. We have nothing to present, and I, quite frankly, am embarrassed about that. But that's just the way it's happened.
Well, I'm embarrassed that we haven't had an oversight committee for 2+ years.
Well, that's...
Okay, and I don't want to rush into doing this oversight.
Let me help you with that really quickly. So you understand that this is the very first Measure O oversight or Measure O report that we have received from the auditor. This is the first year that there is a report available for a Measure O oversight committee to look at.
Okay, so...
So you guys aren't behind the curve. You're right on time. You don't need anything until January 1st of 2020. So we're all okay on time.
Well, okay. The bylaws says we have to have the current bylaws says that we have to have a Measure O Oversight Committee report available by 100 days after the close of the fiscal year, which makes it October 8th.
Okay.
Okay, so obviously we haven't even looked at the auditor's Measure O report, nor have we looked into the actual financials of the district. Okay, so rushing through this is just not the way to go.
I'm not suggesting that whatsoever. Okay. That's what I said, was that you have time.
Yeah, I do. I agree. We do have time. So what do you guys think of my proposal as far as scheduling a workshop that involves participation, unlike what the board did? You know, it's very...
I don't agree. I figured that we could go through this, that this was going to be part of our agenda today, is to go through the bylaws. It was said at the last meeting when the bylaws were discussed, and towards the end of the meeting, someone said, well, you can meet and you can correct them or adjust them however you wish. And I think that that would be fine to do, unless you're going to change every single word or every single item in there. I think we can do it today.
I don't want to rewrite the Constitution. You know, you got something to work with. But we have something to work with. Let's use it and go through it and make comments on each individual section and whatever. Maybe after we do that, we could have what you call a workshop or so they could look at what we changed.
Who's they?
And
who's they?
The board.
Okay,
one.
I just
is one. And if you want, you know, and a representative from the... Well, it's all the board. It's all the board. Yeah.
Yeah. Generally, with oversight committees, they produce their own bylaws. And in our case, these bylaws were not, we were not consulted with them. They were produced by who? But they were approved by the board, not the oversight committee. You know, I don't have any problem with a participatory environment, but I wasn't involved in making these bylaws. And you're asking me to sit on a committee where I feel the bylaws do not give us the independence that we need to have as an oversight committee.
Well, from the way you're speaking, there are problems within this bylaws that seem to bother you quite a bit. Now, do you mean the whole thing has to be rewritten, or shall we go to the problems? Maybe Ann has a problem with one of the items. Maybe I do. But if we can't rewrite this whole thing. You don't want to just tear it and throw it in the shredder and rewrite it. Because it's the way it's structured. It's a purpose. There's a committee activities. Okay. And so, well, and, you know, and there's things in here I just looked at Monday, mm-hmm. about they even messed up the residents where, I mean, the members where they have to be, one from Hercules and one from...
Right, and we were all in agreement that that was something that was going to be worked out...
That's right.
...at our first committee meeting so that we can have something that... we're not making any big decisions right now. What we're doing is we're trying to formulate our committee and trying to get everything cohesive. I don't see why we can't do that today. I don't see that we have to have a separate meeting to sit around and talk about every single item.
Okay, and I was proposing a workshop so that we would be able to discuss it freely and have it a participatory workshop so that we could get input from board members and from the public. Okay, so we could make changes to the current bylaws, but they're going to go back to the board. For approval. If the board denies that, then that would make a big difference to me.
And you think that that would be possible? That's going to happen?
I don't know, but given what has already transpired with the board on the whole Measure O oversight, I wouldn't be surprised. And the fact that the board offered in February to have a workshop and never did it gives me pause to consider why, what they may or may not do.
This workshop.
Now, I'm willing to go through the current bylaws one at a time if you'd like to. Okay. But I honestly think that a workshop is the way to go. But if you guys disagree with me, I'll go along with what you say.
Who would you invite to the workshop besides us and the board?
I would invite the board.
The whole board, or two members?
I would invite the board, whoever wants to come. It would not be an action item.
Right, Paul, if no one wanted to come, what would we do?
We give them the opportunity, which is what the board did not give us the opportunity
to
do.
Well, we know that, but I better look back and say they rushed into this because for 2.5 years there was something that was supposed to be done and never got done.
Yep.
And that was the problem of the board, the past board. You have two new members.
Now you got three of the same members from the past board.
Well,
okay.
I don't consider Andrew.
You got two.
Andrew's pretty new, a year and a half maybe.
He was on the last board.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. I know that.
I think that that if you make the invitation, you give them the opportunity to participate.
Okay.
Which is what I've always wanted, is to be able to provide some input and participate, and that was why at the February meeting it was agreed upon to have a workshop. And correct me if I'm wrong, Chief, isn't that what was agreed upon at that meeting? We can go back to the minutes.
And that's maybe what we should do, is make sure that we're all speaking correctly, have exactly the minutes from the February board meeting. And then, of course, it would have been the March agenda to see if the workshop was listed from there.
The March The March agenda, the minutes of the February meeting did identify an agreement by the board to have a workshop. That never happened. And then the March agenda never included a workshop.
So this bylaw thing was never really accepted by the committee. We didn't vote, say, yes, this is okay.
Never had any input on it.
But if you bring one or two board members to our meeting, they're obviously not going to be able to make a decision. They're going to have to go back to the board.
But I think they'd understand what our committee position is.
I think you have a little better board.
Discuss that. I'm not helping you right now, so I'll be right back.
Oh, you got
if you want to, look up the February meeting.
I'm going right now, sir.
Thank you, Chief.
I'm looking too.
Yeah, I just think that these are the things we would like to look at or like to change and give them to the board before we have, and then we maybe then can communication and dovetail rather than start it out with a full-fledged participation meeting.
Okay,
I think they got to know what we're unhappy about. We're not telling them, and obviously there's a few things in here that we're not
and
happy
all
with.
I'm saying is they never gave us the opportunity.
And that's fine, and that's done with. So we're going to move on from that. I don't want to dwell on it. Yeah. I agree. I asked Kimberly where these came from when I saw them, and she said that they were adopted from another district, and that was just came in, and I guess they did a few little rewrites that staff or...
It's the easy way, right?
Yeah, and it's because I don't think that they're... I don't know if there's another parcel tax committee in our area. I don't know that. I haven't looked that up yet. So we're kind of a new animal anyway. We're a new function here. I say that I feel that we have the information here. We can go through it. We can show what we like, what we don't like. I like your idea about then presenting it at the next board meeting to the board, that these are the changes that we want to make.
Yeah.
These are the things that we're concerned about.
Or unhappy with, yeah.
Right, and then if they agree with us, then at our next meeting, we will adopt it.
Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here. But maybe we should just get together and the committee and just have this on the agenda and go through it. What do you think about that?
I don't mind... going through the current approved bylaws today, if you'd like to.
Well, we can.
Okay, because we really would like to have gone through them, and I've identified the areas that I am uncomfortable with.
Exactly.
Okay, so.
I've done the same.
But
I have my
at
list.
At the same time, I want to make sure that it is clearly understood that this committee needs to be independent.
Independent, okay, good. I was gonna.
And I bet if we come to that particular item, that all three of us are going to say something about that.
That's fine.
Yes.
And I.
So I don't see.
This is what I want is to participate. We should have had been part of that discussion in the first place, which we were not. So.
Okay. I don't want to go back and rewrite history or talk about what should have been. I don't live by should'ves, could'ves, or would'ves. We have the situation right now. And you brought up a good point that we really do need to go through these and we need to build them and adopt them for our particular need. But I think we can do that now.
Okay.
And we don't have to have a separate workshop. We've already declared that we're going to have another meeting before the next board meeting.
Right.
Okay. So I think that we can do that here.
Good.
If it becomes, here's my thing, if it becomes burdensome or long or there's a great difference, then okay, fine. Then we need to talk about it again. And we could do that at the next board meeting that we're going to have before. I'm just trying to
I agree.
Get things used today as much as possible.
Yeah, agreed. So if we want to go through this, I'm sure you've all made notes on your copies of the bylaws.
Well, my concerns.
Do you want to start one section at a time?
Sure, yeah, why don't we just go ahead and do that just for...
All right, well...
Well,
where are we?
Our mission. That's the section two is our mission.
Oh, section two, the back side of the page.
Yeah.
Section two, okay, yeah, I saw that. Okay,
so, good. Section one is the committee has been established, and that's the, we have been, so that's fine. So, section two is our mission.
Do you have a copy, Anthony?
Here. Right here.
Do you have a copy? Oh, okay, so you know.
So...
No, I've got it. I was just wondering if he did. You have one, too?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. So...
Thanks for thinking of it.
I'm reading here that it's coming right up front and saying that we are an independent review of the expenditures of the parcel tax revenues and to ensure that the revenues are expended in accordance with the intention of the voters. I have no disagreement with this particular section.
And neither do I.
Snidely?
Okay.
Only because I'm still going to call you. Because I know Don. Don. That's who I know.
My brother?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He was friends with Roy.
You look like Snidely
They ran in
Whiplash.
Their group.
What was the what?
You look like Snidely Whip.
Yeah, he was with Roy till he passed.
Yeah, they ran together when they were in high school. And that's because I stayed there, so I know that. Okay, so we're good with section two. That
check.
Okay.
All right, Paul. Check.
Yeah, I'm okay.
No, I'm okay. Because it says on the front that we are an independent.
Right.
Right here.
And I agree that we need to make that
on the resolution.
Make that clear.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So three, name and location. The name of the committee and the location, which is here. Is there any issues with this?
Why in parentheses say that committee?
I think
for future reference. Otherwise, you've got this long drawn.
Well, except when someone says the committee, are they going to realize it's this and not another one?
Well, for purposes of the document.
How about the old committee? That isn't too long. But that's okay. You guys agreed. That's okay. I just
for purposes of the document.
That's I agree. You say that a lot. You see that a lot of time in legal documents where it'll have the adjustments.
I'll bow to.
Excuse me. Okay.
And I assume that when it says the address, that it's this.
That's correct.
Right.
1680
mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Classroom 76.
Didn't say that on there, does it? 76, does it?
Doesn't say classroom 76, no.
Yeah. I hate to have people come to our meeting and not know that we're in this room.
Oh, I think that they'll be told where to go.
Yeah. You can put a sign in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can take turns standing out there directing traffic.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. So then, two and three we're good with?
Yep.
Woohoo! Okay, so then four. The purpose of our committee. Now, I do have issues with 4.02, but I have not with 4.01. So does anybody have issues with 4.01?
No, I'm actually good with that.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm good, too. Okay.
How about you, Ronnie? You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Yeah.
Snidely.
Snidely.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's what comes to mind. That's one of my names that I use in general.
Yeah.
You know how old I am then and how old you are. Okay. You were out playing ball probably the whole time.
Somewhere.
Committee. Okay, so then 4.02, I think that it's safe to say that we probably have an issue with 02.
What are your concerns here?
Okay, go ahead.
No, I would say I haven't done anything on that one. So.
Oh, okay.
What are yours? Exactly. I was going
to. To ensure that the revenues are deposited to a separate account, how are we going to ensure that if we don't see it? So I think that we should...
That would be part of our review process, definitely.
That okay. In order to... Make well, sure the funds are coming in not all at once. they'll probably come in at two or three different times, and the expenditures are not going to be all at once. They're going to be over the course of the fiscal or calendar year, however they're doing it. So to me, I think that we should see an actual account and show that the account is there, how much was in it before and how much went out of the account and what the balance is as we have our meeting. So bank statements. And then we should also have a specified document showing of the X amount of dollars that came out of the oversight committee. These are the items, the line items that they were expended on.
Okay, so I do have questions about
good
about the way we are tracking the revenues mm-hmm. and the expenses.
Okay,
and I'm not. I just if as far as 4.2 goes, if you want to make it more clear that we need to have the details, then mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
So when you say details, what are we asking for? A statement?
Well, this just, it gives a general statement of
but know. I think we should specify. If we really want to be independent and we want to see what's going on, then we need to be specific. Otherwise, the board, they won't know what we want. And we're still going to go back into that gray area. Chief, we're going over the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go as far as we can, see if there's any really big discussions. If that's the case, then we're going to have to do it, continue or have another meeting. But we're trying to go through it as item by item. And so far, 2.0, section 2 is okay, section 3 is okay, and section 4.01 is okay. So we're at 02. Okay, so then again, my concern is that we have something every month that we meet that shows the specific monies going into the account, where those monies went to, and what's the balance after those monies are spent.
As at a minimum.
At a minimum. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the rest because that's not what's supposed to be my concern. But I want to know if we collect $50,000 and it all goes out to one area, why did it go out to one area?
Yeah. And I agree.
Okay.
Okay. I think, and this is not necessarily part of the bylaws, but you've got revenue coming in. It goes into a separate account, but then as far as the expenses go, the expenses go into the general fund, which is then distributed from the general fund to wherever.
Vendors or
okay.
Whatever.
Okay. So if let's just use a figure. Let's say that the account, the O committee account or the O account is set up and an influx of $50,000 goes in there.
Okay.
It'll, then the district wants to pay something, so they're going to take however much money they want out of that account. I want to know where it went to.
Sure. Agreed.
And I read the Measure O as it was the main reason was to reopen 75. That's how I read it.
Mm-hmm.
And to continue that we have the coverage of both stations and we have them fully stocked.
Staff.
Okay, so let me interject here. I think that we need to look at the full ballot language for the Measure O, which looks like the chief has in his hand,
mm-hmm.
and we should probably look carefully at it in great detail.
Okay.
And I'm not recommending we do that for this meeting, but maybe get that document and look at ourselves prior to the next meeting and then discuss it. Because I think it's really important what that ballot language
what
says.
What the monies are for.
You know,
right.
And the oversight committee is, we are to oversee that the Measure O right. funds adhere to the language mm-hmm. on the ballot.
Thank you, sir.
First paragraph.
So a meeting before
corner.
The board meeting.
Yes. And this document, I think, is not on the website under the Measure O tab. The full document here.
Well, it's not.
It's not. Only part of it is.
I pulled up the impartial analysis. And 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. But this is the full ballot language.
And under here, it says the ballot measure states that the purpose of the parcel tax will be used to prevent closing local stations, maintain local fire protection emergency services, rapid 911 emergency service times, firefighter paramedic staffing levels, and life-saving rescue equipment. Proceeds will be only used for these purposes as set forth in the ballot. Maybe the intention, Chief, was that the money's just going to come in and it's just going to be another pocket where the money's coming from. I don't see it that way.
Which is why we should review the ballot language and then come to an agreement as to what is meant or what we think is meant by the ballot language.
Okay.
Okay. And Annie, I'm in agreement with you. Okay. There's another part of the ballot language that is really important that will come into play later on is to be used locally. What does that mean? Does that mean we use it only within the district?
Why would you think anything else?
Someone might. Okay. But again, we're getting into particulars. Okay. I think we should get the ballot language on the website.
We're going to meet. We know we're going to meet one more time. So this particular item then, we can discuss.
What we'd want to do is how would we rewrite item 402 so that it covers the details that you're talking about?
Okay.
Are we in agreement on that?
Yes, we're going to rewrite it. Yes.
So I'm going to make a little star here.
Yeah.
Okay, and then if we could come up with the language for this one, I'm in agreement with you. I will accept that as part of the bylaws.
Do you want a statement of the incoming and a separate line item spending when it goes out?
Yes.
So there's two different things here?
I want to be able to monitor the account, since it's supposed to be in a separate account.
Right. Well, okay. The stuff coming in probably be pretty easy.
It's going into a special account already.
Right.
And that's probably the revenue side, I think, is pretty easy.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I think we can handle that one pretty well.
Okay.
It's the expense side
and
how those expenses flow from the revenue account into the general fund and flow down line to the specific items. And I think it's more than just a specific line item. It might be more than that. If we're saying it's flowing to salaries, what salaries are we talking about? Are we talking about regular pay? Are we talking about overpay? Are we talking about pay while the firefighters are on a strike team? Or are we talking about pay when they're out working for in Pinole, or what? Okay, so it might be more detailed than that.
Chief, do we ever get compensated for anything if we go out on service for another district or another station? Like if we go out and help Pinole, or we go down to El Sobrante or something like that?
No, because it's like for like.
Okay. Then,
okay, yeah. It's all part of the Battalion 7 agreement.
That makes sense.
Okay. But think this through a little bit. Okay, so that we've got a reciprocal action between between districts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happens if the RHFD firefighters work other districts more than just what is returned? Okay, that would mean we'd be expending Measure O funds, if the salary is based on that, into for medical or fire purposes in other districts, and we're not doing it here.
Didn't you say that the districts are like for like, Chief? So district is not an issue.
How do we know that? Based on the calls that are taken, right? There's got to be a way of tracking how many calls are are we're responding to to other districts, and how many calls other districts are responding to us.
We do, and we track all that.
Okay, so that would be the kind of details that I would be looking for.
I don't think it's necessary. If there's an agreement between districts for like, then there, I don't need to get into the minutiae of it.
Okay, I do think so. If we regularly are servicing calls outside of our district and not getting the return, or if we're sending two engines and they're only sending one engine.
Well, then if that's what happens, let's say that that's what you find out. And that's
I don't
what
know
happens.
If that's the case.
Let's just say, because you're saying there's a possibility that is happening. Mm-hmm. If that is happening, if you find that out, then what is your proposal to fix it?
Then it shouldn't be using Measure O funds, because Measure O funds said should be used locally.
I'm going to ask the chief a question. Number one.
No.
No? Mom.
Smart Alec.
You're funding, the city of Hercules actually does not fund you in any way in taxes or anything. Is that correct?
We get property taxes, sure, from the city of Hercules.
And okay. They get developer.
Well, that's what I'm talking
they
about.
They don't get any diffs.
From the county?
Yeah, we do. We get diff fees from the city of Hercules. Yeah.
Do you? And then?
But member diff fees are... Yeah. Are restricted funds. They don't go into a regular account.
Right.
They go into a separate account, and they're not used for anything that has to do with salaries.
Right. Oh, that's why I remember that. Okay.
So can we build a new station if we get enough DIF funds?
We could.
Which is my third proposal.
Well, that's irrelevant to Measure O.
Right.
So item line spending, you could tell us by using your call reports,
yes.
Mm-hmm. How many trucks go out, and would you know how much money is being spent when they go out? Would you know that, Chief?
Do we equate a number to it? Yes, that is.
Yeah. Time at 10 hours, two trucks.
Right, exactly.
See where I'm going here?
I understand. So this is all part of it, but in terms of the bylaws, yeah. Okay, that's the type of down to the type of detail that I would be looking to get. Okay, and I want to make sure that our bylaws incorporate us being able to review down to that detail.
Okay, so you want item line spending?
Okay, it may be.
But it sounds like you're taking it further than item line spending, and I don't agree with that. But that's you guys do. I don't.
Yeah. Well. Again, that's why we have a committee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And let me just say one thing.
Go ahead.
That whether they're going on a call to, I'm just going to use Panola as an example.
Sure.
Whether they're going on a call to Panola or they're sitting here, they're still being paid exactly the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Or if they go to Highway 80, if they go to Freeway 80, we get nothing from that. It's not unusual to go to 80 and Panola answers or Crockett answers. So... To me, that's why I'm saying that's the minutia. We don't need to get into that part.
I think though we do need to get into the reciprocal responses.
And what are you going to do if you don't like it?
Then you know what? We just make the public aware of it.
Because not only this, the local stations that we've gone out on calls that will go to Concord.
That is correct.
Or we'll go cover a station because someone is out.
Okay, if in fact our district's responses outnumber the incoming, if it's not a like situation, then that would indicate that Measure O funds are not being used locally.
But I'm don't mean to interject, but
please.
That today that may be not with them. I'm not speaking to Measure O funds, but this profession, this job is 365,
mm-hmm.
right? So today, I may go to Panola five times, and maybe Panola never comes here all year long, but next year or the year after, they come here 50 times. So that's why it's really hard to try to put an equation to that. And that's why we have the Battalion 7 agreement that we say we'll all participate in.
Okay, but with the Measure O funds, the Measure O was passed by the taxpayers of this district with the understanding that those funds would be used locally.
And I get that. And we're still paying the salaries of these individuals no matter where they're going.
I see, right? Measure O.
In order for them to be available to respond on calls, no matter where it is,
mm-hmm.
anywhere in the state of California or outside the state, we have to have those funds.
This is a good discussion, and I would like to, let's move on to other parts of the bylaws.
Save this
part of the discussion for when we get into the greater details.
Okay, so
we're going to come up with some wording for 402.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of wording, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so we're on section 5?
Yeah.
Which is a long one. Okay, so 501.
I look at 501 number 4.
Okay.
And here's, okay, so the current bylaws state that the committee, which is us,
uh-huh.
needs to produce a report 100 days of the end of the reporting period, which is the end of the fiscal year is June 30th, which means we would have to produce a report by October 8th. Okay, now, part of our input has to be the auditor's report, okay, which doesn't have to be done until January of the following year. And then there's also the fire chief's annual report. I believe you're doing those.
We are.
Okay, which is the same time frame. And that's by California Government Code 53411.
Okay.
So I think we need to look at wording that states that we need to be able to have time to review.
So you wanna,
review these other.
Yeah, you're looking
so
at
let's
the reporting
change that.
Time.
Yeah.
We can look at the,
sure.
the reporting times.
Yeah.
Is what we have to look.
We'll
at.
Go to a calendar. Report instead of comply with the rest of the chief. You do a calendar report or do you do fiscal? You do fiscal.
So
fiscal, and then the board does, or the money is annual, is on a calendar.
No, it's fiscal also.
So then we go with whatever the fiscal determination, the fiscal period is.
And all I would like to do is make sure that we get the annual auditor's report and the chief's report prior to us doing our report.
And that's fine.
Sense.
So when...
You can't develop your report without the auditor's report.
Right. So when are those reports due? When's the auditor's report, sir? When does that due?
I believe it's March. We were actually...
Okay, so the fiscal year's end June 30th.
Right.
And the auditor's report is not due until... March of the following year.
Right.
Okay. So that puts us back at least the 8-9 months before we can even get the auditor's report. Okay, so maybe the wording ought to be here. Within 60 days of receiving the auditor's annual report.
Right.
Receiving the fire chief's annual mm-hmm. report.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. What was I lost the words. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Okay.
How was I going to say it?
So each report shall be presented to the board within 100 days of the end of the reporting period. So we're going to redefine the reporting period.
Well, whatever, I'm not sure what the requirement is on the auditor for generating his report, and I know the requirement for the chief is January of January following the the end of the fiscal year. Okay.
Yeah. When you start putting dates on stuff, it should be read like, our report is due whenever, you can add a date, days, whatever, after we have the auditor's report and the final, and then us that lead weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm...
I like that.
Yeah. We're not changing when you have to do your report.
Right,
or
right.
When you guys have agreed upon that the auditor is... I mean, it would be great if the auditor could finish his report early, but obviously not. So I would say within 60 days after
we have received
The final auditor's report and the fire chief's report, annual
like
report.
That. Something like that.
Okay, so we're going to rework that.
That's fair, isn't it? I mean, there's no change to you, there's no change to the auditor, but it's given us a chance to see what we're talking about and then go to our report.
Okay, and that would be pretty much a change to item 5014.
Correct.
For A.
Yes, for
okay.
A. That's correct.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it. Take out the specific time frame, and that we have to have both final reports in our hands, and then from that point we have 60 days
to complete our report.
I think that's
is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
And the only difference between my report and the auditor's report is one is a calendar report and one is the fiscal report. So fire chief's report is an annual report. In other words, it reports on the last calendar year.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
But we would still have enough of the information from each report to then review both and then come up with our decision with our report.
Well, I see our job is more than, I mean, if you look at the auditor's annual report, it doesn't go into enough, in my mind, it doesn't go into enough detail as far as the expenditures.
The one we have?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty, yeah.
Okay. I agree.
So that's what I would turn in for my accounting class.
To get it's efficient.
But at least this is a starting point.
Right.
Okay.
I agree. So.
And obviously the auditor has gone into great more detail in doing his report than he's just summarizing in his report. So,
exactly.
Okay.
So then we're going to say that it's we will present the report 60 days after the receipt of the annual report from the auditor and also from the annual chief's report.
But you don't want to see annual for the auditor, do you? Are they?
It is an annual report.
Yeah.
It's just based on fiscal year, not the, not the calendar year.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's annual. Okay.
Okay.
And then what about B? It just talks about...
I don't have any problem with that.
No.
I don't either. Okay.
No, I don't have any problem with C.
Posting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or how about 5?
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Cool. You okay? Dust. That's what happens when you wear dark colors, right? Furthermore, it's the purpose of the committee may engage in any of the following. Receipt and review of copies of the district's annual report, independent financial audits, receive and copies of the district's annual and interim budget reports. Isn't that's
what
more
we're
that's
saying.
Yeah, that's more or less what we've been saying. So
yeah.
To me that's
what's and presentations mean on that?
They have the budget. They have a budget review.
Yeah.
During the budget review, there's presentations to the board.
So that's what I'm saying.
And so that there's board discussion and board workshops.
Okay.
So I agree with that.
The presentation's okay. Okay.
I would kind of add a third item there, that the committee may ask the district to provide any other financial requests.
Well, now we're going to open that up, aren't we? Going to open.
Yeah,
That's what we're asking.
These are broad
for.
Enough, I think, that we could do that. And going back to what we've been discussing before, is waiting for the final reports.
Okay, 503 covers that.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so then 502, 1 and 2 we're okay with?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 503?
I'm okay with that.
Not me. However, the board, in its sole discretion, may act on any recommendations as it deems appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
Good that point. Right away takes any independence and any gravitas that we have. That takes it away from us. We can't make the board do it. We can't tell them to stamp our feet and say, you have to do it. But I don't like the other side of it is that they're just going to say, oh, well, we're not going to listen to you, and we're not going to do it. There has to be some accounting from the board as to why they're not going to take our recommendations.
Oh, okay. So they're not going to act on our recommendations. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can't make them not, I mean, we can't make them act on our recommendations. They're only recommendations.
Well, how about recommendations for discussion with the board or something? Put in something, at least they got to talk about it, not that they want
to. Yes, to explain their decision-making process, explain their rationale.
They don't really have to make a decision at that time. They can make a we're making a recommendation.
And if they don't
accept
like,
it, and they, you know.
And if they don't accept it, I want to know why.
Okay.
Because then I haven't done my job. Or I have, and they don't like
they
it.
They don't like it. I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to go with
I that. Saw that in your eyes. You're just so funny.
So what do you think? Yeah. What do you think, Paul?
I'm not putting it into words right,
yeah,
the right way. I know.
I think we need to think about this one, because I agree with you. In its sole discretion is the problem here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However, the board may act on any recommendations.
Okay, well, if you just took a couple words out, it would change the whole thing, wouldn't it?
Well, I would kind of remove the in its sole discretion.
Right, the board.
Okay.
And as it deems appropriate, and just go with that.
Instead of...
So that last sentence would read, however, the board may act on any recommendations.
Well,
I want to know why they didn't.
Why we need however. Just put the board may act on any
recommendation. Take out however. Right. Yeah, so.
We don't need however.
The board may act on any recommendations.
And we don't need however.
That it does. It you do when it says the way it says, the way it's written, but you don't need it. May
okay.
act.
Okay.
Yeah, how's that? Is that okay? The board may act. May act. It gives you. Okay.
But I want to know why they didn't.
Why they wouldn't? Well, I'm sure. Are you going to put in there a written explanation of why they did not?
I want them to stand up in front of everybody and tell me.
I'll ask them.
Well,
no, I mean say why. They're not going
to. Understood. So that then comes to...
That's not going to...
Board meeting, communicate, public communication.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. That could be resolved another way. Okay.
Keep going.
Recognition, the committee is charged only with overseeing the expenditure O. The board has not charged the committee with the following. Establishment of goals and priorities. Selection of personnel.
Okay, establishment of district goals and priorities. No, mm-hmm. we're not responsible for that.
No. And district includes, what did you, district, for district 7, oh no, district is us, just our 2. Okay. We're battalion 7, chief?
We are.
Okay. Selection of the personnel, approval of an annual budget for the committee that is sufficient to carry out the activities set forth in the bylaws. That, yeah, I can see where we wouldn't, we want to know what the money's, what's going on. We're not going to dictate what should be thought of.
Well, I don't understand. It's kind of...
Which one, sir?
Number 3, the annual budget for the committee.
This committee.
Yeah, but what is our annual budget? Are they talking about
what
our reports that we're getting? This is...
No, they're saying that we don't set our own budget.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so that's all. Whatever budget there is, and the budget is very small on this because we're all volunteers. The only budget I can imagine would be the cost of... copying information, the cost of recording, the cost of of whatever time spent by staff to post information to the website,
okay,
et cetera.
Okay. I got you. I just didn't read it all the way through and put the words together. Okay.
So it seems like it's the things that it's delineating here we wouldn't get involved in, and I don't see a proper problem with those.
No, I don't. I don't either. I would say, though, in the event, the unlikely event currently, that there's a lot more applicants to the committee, that that when they interview the applicants, they may want one of the members of the committee to sit in on that interview.
That's their discretion, correct?
Yeah.
I think that's,
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Six. Either the board or the fire chief. Well, that's fine. I don't have any. 601 is fine.
Legal personnel.
No, we're not going to do anything with the way the district is run.
How about 602?
Performance overfund. So that's what we were just talking about. The first three sentences, what we talked about, what we're getting. Further, the district will ensure.
I'm good with 602.
Yeah, so am I.
Snidely? I'm going to have to remember your name because I keep...
Don't put that on my Christmas card. Okay, just put Ron.
You are referring to Snidely Whiplash, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know
what was the Canadian Mountie's name?
Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah. Okay.
My wife's from Canada. Okay. I can't even make jokes about that anymore.
Oh, okay. We've got to be careful.
Do we need to...
So 602, going back to 602, we're good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Such as about adding preparation of copies of any document.
Where's this under Paul?
603.
Okay.
Retention of committee record. I would assume that would be retention of recordings as well. We would be making the recordings available on the website.
Okay. Yeah, that seems logical.
We can do that. Okay.
All right. So other than that, that's fine.
We're in.
So six is down. Six for good.
Six is good.
Seven, membership.
For committee.
Here we go. I think
they contradict themselves.
Yes, they do.
Go ahead.
And again, I think it goes back to this was probably taken. It was taken from other bylaws, and who knows? I don't even know if it was from a parcel tax committee bylaw. It was.
Yep.
What's the other district that has parcel tax?
I can't answer that question. I think Arinda does. Does Arinda have a fire district parcel tax?
I'll do some digging and I'll figure that out. I'm really curious on who has that.
Yeah, one of them, because you know what? When we were going through the election process, there was a big discussion about that, and San Ramon and Arinda were both there, and I can't remember where it came from.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Three members, maximum of five, appointed by the board after an open public recruitment process.
Okay,
sole discretion may appoint more than five.
Well, I think the I don't like the fact that we're only three members.
Right.
Because that puts an unnecessary burden on everybody. I think the committee needs to be a minimum of five members. However, we are only three members, so we should still be able to conduct business. But if you say that the committee can be a minimum of three, that just...
Then they're not going to do any more work to get the other two?
Exactly. Okay.
I got the impression, though, from the last board meeting that the board was not satisfied with three members and that they actually did say... In fact, Chief, did they not go to you and ask you to go back out and solicit for...
There's one person they asked you.
Covington asked.
What?
Darren Covington asked.
Right. To me, the board is aware that three is not enough. That we need more than three.
But our bylaws should actually state that our committee size should be a minimum of five.
Well, so if you say minimum, then we're not legal.
Right.
A maximum of five. Would you rather say that?
No, because I think, you know, if... to me, it would be okay to have seven, because then
we get nothing done. Right.
You cover absences and stuff.
That's
a lot,
true.
A lot easier.
So,
and it's still as long as they're odd, it's an odd number.
Which
so.
Is if the last. You're right. The last part of that sentence, resulting in the odd number of active members serving at any one time.
So. You do need a minimum of three to do anything.
Right.
So do you want to change?
If you had a committee with five, three would still be a quorum.
Correct.
So we could still work.
Do you,
if there's a committee of five with three active members and two vacancies, we could still get work done.
That's right. So it does say what I was concerned about, that the may appoint more than five. I think you... made comment to that. So it says a maximum of five, but then it says the board may appoint more than five. Why are we saying, why are we contradicting ourselves?
So let's, we want it to say a minimum of five?
No, don't say a minimum, then we're not.
Okay, so just take out a minute. Okay, so leave in minimum of three and a maximum resulting in an odd number of active members servicing at any one time.
Yeah, I would also like to make sure that the wording is that if there are only three members of the committee, which means there are two vacancies,
right?
To establish a quorum, all members of the committee must be present at the meeting.
All active members.
Point of order. What does the Brown Act say?
Well, okay, so you've got, if you only have a committee of three, you could have two members as a quorum. And I don't think that's what we want to do here. So our committee ought to be a five-member committee where three members are required to be a quorum.
Well, then you change that. Change the wording there. I agree with you. I just think.
So you have a five-person board, oversight committee.
Yeah.
Not board, five-person oversight committee, but currently you just have two vacancies.
Yes.
Well, that shouldn't be in the bylaws. It just, that, well, I mean, they need five. How about playing? We need at least five.
So if you do that, if you do that, then you can't do what you're doing right now.
Yeah. I'm trying to get away from the board just starting wholesale appointing new members after the five.
You think
you want 11? You want 11 people?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't mean to weigh in, but if you start, if your board gets too large, you'll become inefficient.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Well, we know that based on
East Contra Costa County was a good example.
Based on
of that.
Government, we know that.
Yeah. West County School District is a
another one. That's horrible.
Isn't that a joke?
Yeah, terrible. Okay, so I think we do need to think about the wording on this one here for our next meeting, so that we come up with something that is gonna really mean that we're a five member committee with two vacancies, but we're meeting.
Chief said we couldn't do that.
No, you can do it that way.
Oh, we can do it that way.
You don't want to say at least. That was
what you can't say minimum or at least.
That's right. Yeah.
Words.
Okay.
So a five member committee.
We are a five member committee.
Five member committee with three being a quorum.
There you go.
That
does require.
Don't say minimum. Yeah, that I like that. Uh-huh. I like that. I like that, Annie.
Okay, so let's think about what the wording ought to be on that one. I'll start.
Okay.
But that's what I think the intent there is, that we want to be a five member committee, and it does require a three member quorum for all meetings.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the rest of the words in there?
I don't like...
Where are we?
We're still on 7-1.
7-0-1. Okay, members selected to the committee shall have a 2-year term from time of appointment, and then it says, unless sooner terminated by the board.
And I say that comes out.
I say that comes out, too, because they talk about termination later on.
I see our committee as year-round because things are going to be happening. I don't see a sunsetting and then coming back the next year and doing it all over again.
Okay, in that sentence, members of the Oversight Committee shall be residents, property owners within the district, and registered to vote. No problems?
They have to be registered to vote, Chief?
According to the language.
According to the language.
According to the ballot language, yes.
Oh, because the voters were the ones that approved it. Makes sense.
That's right.
Okay. Duh. Yeah. Registered to vote. Employees, officials, vendors, yada yada. Number of committee members, balance of property owners that reside.
Are we all registered to vote?
Yeah. And I voted for it, too. Shall be the balance of property owners that reside in the city of Hercules and the town of Rodale, located within Contra Costa. So here, dependent on the number of...
Members.
So this is going to say 3 members...
A majority shall consist of 3 members.
Right. A majority shall consist of 3 members.
Oh, yeah. A quorum requires 3 members.
Yeah.
Okay,
so then now it's the part, the terms, the 2-year terms unless sooner terminated by the board. So we're taking that out.
Okay, usually when you've got a board with odd numbers of committee members, you've got, let's say, a 5-member board. You've got to determine who's going to... You don't want them all serving the first 2 years. You want to have some staggering there.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So usually there's a couple members that are going to go with a 3-year term, and a couple stay at a 2-year term.
I'll do the 6-month term.
Okay. That's in 80... I have it marked in 801, where it actually defines...
Yeah, because they say things and they go and say something else.
Yeah. How about we just take that last part out?
Yeah, let's get it out of there.
Agreed.
Members, right out, members selected, that whole sentence? Okay, I'm agreeing.
Actually, to me, 801 should define this, not 701.
Okay.
So from that members selected, all of it comes out.
Because
this is where you're saying, I didn't realize that because I didn't read it. I read it in pieces, but it's contradictory or it repeats itself.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. One member who is a resident of Herc, one person who is a resident of Rodeo.
Now, that means the committee's only 2? Oh, the committee shall include.
Okay, so what I'd like to know, originally when the board was talking about members for the committee, they were looking for 2 Rodeo, 2 Hercules, and 1 Taxpayer Association.
Right.
Now, I am a member of the Contra Costa Taxpayers Association, so we satisfied that.
But what is the purpose of having someone who is not within our district sit here and make decisions for us?
I'm okay with member. I live in Hercules.
No, so I'm just saying. Let's say that we have a 5th person that comes in, and they're solely a member of the Contra Costa Taxpayers Association, but they do not reside in Hercules or Rodeo. They live in Crockett.
You just said that you have to be a property owner, a resident, and a registered voter.
So then there's,
and then it says something else.
So
now,
if you have a member of a taxpayers association who lives in Rodeo
that's fine. But they're not there representing the association. They're representing the residents of Hercules or Rodeo because that's their main representation.
Yeah.
I'm here representing the taxpayers of our district.
Of Measure O.
Okay.
Yeah.
And irrespective of the fact I'm a Hercules resident.
Yeah.
Okay, but because the taxpayers voted for Measure O.
Mm-hmm.
So the original, I think the original rationale was to have a member of the Taxpayers Association sit on the board as kind of making sure that the taxpayers are represented.
But they are, because we have to be taxpayers in our district, in the city of Hercules and the town of Rodale. So they are represented.
Okay, so we don't want to have a we don't want to have a bona fide a member of a bona fide taxpayer association. I saw they removed that from the previous
from previous
work that they had done on that.
That is not a resident.
Can I get some water?
You sure can.
That is not a resident.
You pay for it.
Is there water in here?
Yep, there's a cup on up on top.
I got a headache. I walked so much before I got here. I was going, oh, doing the trees.
You guys can take a break.
Doing the trees.
Oh, yeah, that's a good, that's,
let's take a few minute break because
I
need to find out where the restroom is.
It's in
the
you got to go to the office. Yeah,
there's
somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a big truck out there. You can go behind.
I don't think they particularly want to hear your restroom discussion, but I'm not sure where the off button is. Wait, no. I don't know. That's electronics. I don't touch that.
Paul, maybe you can figure out how to shut off the tape recorder.
Any other organization as long as you're a resident of Berkeley.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. I just don't want somebody from the outside that doesn't have
that's all.
I agree.
Paul,
agree
can you figure
with
out how to show off the tape during the break?
Just use a pause.
Oh, three of us. That all the girls in the day out.